You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
HGTV's property brother Drew Scott checks in with his tried and true tips and tricks from his realty and renovation practice.
Ray Rosewell, president of DaVinci Roofscapes, takes us topside for a look at their hot new cool roof Pellaforte shake that makes any house dress to sell for a lifetime.
Back on solid ground, all the world's a stage when it comes to selling a house quickly and for the best price. Teresa talks tips from dialed-in design to detailing your decorating.
So sign on the dotted line, grab your tools, and stick a sign in the yard. Home improvement is moving on up and moving on out.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Forget the line, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear to spend our spring.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa.
And today we're buying and selling.
Yeah, we're buying and selling all kinds of stuff.
We are, and mostly has to do with houses, though.
Yeah, I guess that's mostly true.
And I'm really excited because we have a winner of our Stanley Fat Max Super Pack, and I want to say who won.
Oh, I want you to. That'd be awesome. But?
But what?
They won $1,000.
$1,000 worth of Stanley Fat Max Super Pack tools and toolboxes?
Tool organization.
Because it's more than just a toolbox.
They won a FUBAR, which is my favorite tool name ever.
Yes. And the tool organization is pretty awesome. You have to go and check it out at stanleytools.com. And Clifford from San Antonio won. So congratulations to Clifford. But I want to say, if you aren't Clifford from San Antonio, it's okay because we're giving away an awesome prize right now. If you go to myfixitoplife.com,
click on free stuff,
and you can enter to win the Troy Built Horse XP Lawn Tractor, retail value almost $1,400.
That's right. Something you don't have to buy because you will win.
Because you will win, not that other person that's listening. It's you that's going to win. And this has a twin side discharge mowing deck, which is pretty cool. And a 2-year limited warranty.
Also, cup holder.
It has a cup holder.
22 horsepower Kohler engine. This thing is ready for your big front yard, all those acres of grass you need to cut. Go to town.
Go to town, and you can go to town in style because it's pretty awesome and stealth looking. Just you have to go and check it out on our website, even if you live in a condo, because it is a pretty cool looking machine.
Well, here's another cool looking thing.
What's a cool looking thing?
I guess it's a cool looking person. Property brother Drew Scott joins us today.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about Drew Scott because he's got a really hot show with his brother, his twin Jonathan, Property Brothers on HGTV. And they have a new show that's coming out this fall that we're going to talk to him about. So you have to stay tuned so you can find out more.
Right. And he's going to talk about all kinds of things about buying, selling, renovating. If you're in the market for, or you're about ready to sell your house, there's going to be something for you from Drew, I'm sure.
There's going to be something for you from Drew, says Mark. And you know what else? There's something else that's going to help dress up your house is we're going to be talking about a new roof product in this show. It's the DaVinci Roofscapes Bellaforte Shake product, which is kind of really awesome. And we've got some samples right here, and I'm kind of loving them.
I'm kind of digging it, and I really want to put a roof on like this because there's so many cool elements about it, and I don't want to go into it now.
Well, they've got this thing called the Snap Fit, which I just love the name of. And I also love that it's rated from the Cool Roof Rating Council, too. And you can get like 49 different colors or more.
Oh, you can do your own blend with this stuff. And it's going to be the
50-year warranty.
The only roof you need for your entire life. And talk about resale value.
Can you guys tell that we absolutely love it? You have to go to DaVinciRoofscapes.com and find out why we do. And you know what else we're doing in the show? We're talking about our finds, which I can't wait to share with you in our next segment. And we're also going to be talking about dressing your house for sale.
Yes, or what some people might call staging. My fashion-friendly wife calls it dressing. I love that.
You dress your house. But you know what I have to say? Is Head & Shoulders said it best in the 80s. You never get a second chance to make a first impression because
I don't think Head & Shoulders invented that.
No, they didn't. But they think they made that famous, though.
I don't think they did that either.
They didn't?
I think that's a long-standing cliche.
It is a long-standing cliche, but I think pop culture-wise, that is like where
that's
most
where
people have heard it the first time, is the Head & Shoulders commercial.
Well, don't judge a book by its cover. The grass is always greener on the other side of the bridge.
Nothing gets between me and Mike Calvitz. Is that a good one, too?
No, that has nothing to do with
it. So we're going to be talking about color, texture, layering, clutter, all kinds of cool stuff that's going to help you sell your house so you can move on with your life and move on up.
Move on up like the Jeffersons.
Or you know what? Staging, you can stage your house for life. You don't have to stage it just for sale. You can use the whole elements of staging for your whole life.
You sure can, but we don't have our whole life. We have to go for a break.
We do.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
The door was smashed. She said that she was the bomb. Spend our summer holding on. Cause even though it was a fine print club, bags are packed, heading got lost in talent. Story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better.
Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and prepare yourselves.
It's Fix It Up Fine time.
You have been found.
You have been found, but I want to know what your finds are this week, Mark.
So do I. And you know what? I have them right here. And I've got one that just totally blew me away from the International Builders Show when we were there.
Okay.
And, okay, so lighting, not my strong suit. There's a million different ways to design a light, to look certain ways, capture certain images. And you walk through the home center or whatever, and you're looking at them, it's like there's so many designs, they almost sometimes start to look the same to me.
Okay.
So I'm strolling through the halls at the International Builders Show, and I see a guy coppersmithing some copper together, little rivets and little parts, all this copper all over the place. He's making a light right there.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'm totally psyched. He's got all these little ball peen hammers and stuff. So I had to check it, and the name of the company that he works for is called Bevolo.com, B-E-V-O-L-O. And they make both electric-fueled and gas-fueled, like these awesome, awesome lights that you can use as a sconce on your house, out on a post in the yard. They'll make the whole thing.
So they make exterior lighting.
No, you can use it inside too. And they also make different products like mailboxes, furniture.
So you can get it to all match and go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's handmade right here in these United States, down in New Orleans. And it was just fantastic. I mean, someone should shine a light on them.
So Bavolo.com.
Bavolo.com.
Cool. I want to share a find with you.
I'm excited. What do you have?
I found a 17-year-old girl named Kara who made her own graduation dress out of her old homework. Talk about reusing something that you might not think about reusing. So you know how we talk about every year that there's the contest to make prom dresses?
Sure, out of duct tape.
Yes, D-U-C-K,
duct brand
duct tape.
Nicely said.
And, you know, that's a really cool thing, and that's always blown me away. But this girl actually made her own graduation dress out of homework. So she cut and sewed and glued her graduation dress together, and she wore it for graduation. And if you want to check it out, we tweeted about this a week ago, and I'm going to post it up as a find on our website at myfixitoplife.com because you have to check this out.
That's
it's the coolest thing.
So
Kara,
creative.
Kara, you're totally creative.
That is so creative. Oh, that's cool. I wonder what the square root of her dress is. See? See how I did that right there?
I do. What else did you have, honey, for a find?
Here's another one that I totally dig this. I've never seen anything quite like it. And for you garage mahalers out there, people who do stuff in your garage, whether it's a workout room or workshop or work in your car out there.
But you have to work, apparently.
Well, it's for the garage is a space that is almost good enough or suitable enough to be inside, except not really. So you put it in the garage where you store your bikes and all this different kind of stuff. You don't want it in the rain, but you don't want it in your kitchen either.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
So at this. And when I had a garage shop, there were two conditions in that shop. Door open, weather inside. Door closed, dark in either freezing cold or a hot box.
Okay.
And I can tell by the look in your face you haven't done much garage working stuff.
I have done some garage working stuff, but I'm wondering where you're going with all of that.
Well, where I'm going with all of this is Breezy Living Screens. Now, the website is breezylivingscreens.com, and they make a full-size garage door screen that opens and closes inside your garage door. So, for example, in warm weather, you can open your garage door, close the Breezy Living screen, cover the entire space from, like, insects and stuff, but still have the air and light pass through.
That's pretty nice.
What's nicer about it is that within that door...
So within the screen door that comes down inside the garage door...
Is another door. That behind door number two.
Inside the door is another door. So this is three doors in.
No, it's two doors. Well, it's the garage door.
Garage door, the Breezy Living door, and then inside the Breezy Living door
It's all the same thing. The Breezy Living thing is all the same thing. But it's a door so that you can just walk out of it like a regular screen door.
I gotcha.
So one of the other awesome things about this, too, is that as the weather warms up or cools down and you're in the shoulder seasons, instead of like opening one window to get a breeze in your house, you can open your entire garage door, really get some air moving through without bringing in the bugs. If dust is blowing around, it's going to get caught in the screen.
Well, I have a find for you that will help you with, you know, if you want to be protected from lots of things. It's a seating pod. Now, have you ever seen a seating pod before, Mark?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I have 5 seating pods of my own.
You do? Do you keep them in your garage, inside the door, inside the door, inside the door? Because inside your 3 layers of doors, you could have something called the Hush seating pod. And I found this on a really cool website, Design Milk, design-milk.com. They have awesome blogs, and we follow them on Twitter. And what Hush is, it's a one piece of industrial felt that they water jet cut and stitch together. So all of you industrial designers out there, you know what I'm talking about. And they stitch it together using wool yarn. And there's lots of different configurations that you can make this pod. And it looks sort of like a seat or something. And you can get inside of it. You can get on top of it. And, like, it's kind of really an awesome piece of furniture that I think definitely our 11-year-old would absolutely fall in love with. And I have another find I want to share with you really quick.
Quickly, yes. That'd be awesome.
Elmo wants to go to the Olympics. And he wants to go to the Olympics, and he also wants to carry the torch. So you go to Facebook.com, and you have to go to Elmo Olympian and click like, because we do. We like him. 5,600 people have clicked off like, and he's doing a campaign. You might have seen him on the Today Show, NPR, all over the place, and he's trying to get enough people to like it so that he can be the first person, well, first monster, to carry the torch for the Olympics.
Well, I am sorry to say that we have to carry the torch into a break.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Breathe it in without a clue.
We're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my lovely and really well-dressed wife, Teresa, today.
And my husband, Mark, who is dressed like Batman. He's got his little Batman t-shirt on that I got him for Father's Day. Matching shirt with our son, Jack. You guys both wore them today. I'm so happy.
Yeah, we did. And I got the Detective Comics Batman shirt. Now, I don't have any super friends. Batman. I got Dark Knight stuff.
You do have the Dark Knight stuff. And I'm glad that you have the Dark Knight stuff because we're talking about something pretty cool.
We are talking about something pretty cool. And we're joined by Ray Rosewall, who's the president of DaVinci Roofscapes, who's going to tell us about what Teresa and I have shingled our floor with.
That's kind of a little embarrassing. No. Ray, thank you for joining us. I hope you're still on the line and you haven't hung up on us yet.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Listening to you guys banter and enjoy listening.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you.
Or pausing cautiously and wondering if, is your finger hovering above the line two?
Line two. I got to take another call.
I guess Teresa and I should explain now.
The new Belaforte shake, which we have samples of, and they are absolutely gorgeous, I have to say.
Their shakes. Oh, yeah. And thank you for sending them to us as we overtalk you. But they're made to look like a cedar shake shingle, random width, sort of that random, not random length, but offsetting lengths. And Ray, why did you even go to all this effort? Because what we can see here is they're awesome.
Well, the whole idea was as you know, going back to the original products that DaVinci brought to the market was standalone tiles, individual tiles, and we have those in single width Valore and in multi width, and the whole Belaforte idea was to find a way to reduce the amount of material needed to lower the price point, but still not compromise on the aesthetic or the performance that you get with the classical DaVinci products. And that's what we did initially with the Slate product. And we wanted to do a Shake product, but we knew it had to be absolutely top-notch and really take us into an aesthetic space that we hadn't been before. And that was the whole idea behind the product and why it took us a couple of years to really bring the product to market.
Well, I really like the snap fit design of it, because I think that is what you were just talking about, is reducing the amount of waste that you can end up with when you're roofing a house. And, you know, Mark worked on a house recently where he used the Belaforte Slate product, and it has a similar kind of design to it.
Yeah, it's the exact same. Would it be called a footprint ray, or?
Yeah, the footprint. The whole idea of the snap fit, the integrated rain gutter, the 3 inches of head lap, because we have the rain dam in there, so we eliminate a lot of material that you never see on your roof, but it still costs money. So by eliminating that, we're able to reduce the cost and reduce the time it takes to assemble or install the product on the roof.
And that makes any homeowner happy, is reducing the cost and reducing the time, because that means that, you know, you're going to get what you want. And it's not going to cost as much as what you think it might cost. And it's a 50-year limited warranty, too, which I kind of really love because, you know, I'm not going to have to replace my roof in my lifetime.
That's the goal, you know, that this should be a DaVinci roof, should be the last roof that anybody has to buy. The warranty is 50 years, but we believe that, you know, there's no reason the product won't last longer than that. Of course, we'll have to wait and see.
So what you're telling us is you're not 250 years old. We're schoolmates with Abraham Lincoln. So you're around to see the full life cycle. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. We used Abe to split the shakes that we used for the dog.
So he did the modeling. So that these are actually modeled after Abraham Lincoln's work.
Yeah,
so,
his log cabin in Illinois. That
please do
in.
Not check on this fact, everyone listening. Yep. It may not be actually accurate. But the thing, too, is that what I love about DaVinci Roofscapes is that all the different colors and the blends that you have. Because if you're thinking about a roof and you know that it's going to be there for the rest of your life, that you want to make sure what you're getting is absolutely gorgeous and that you love it. So, you know, you can go on your website and you can play around with the different colors. You can see all the different colors come together. I mean, how many different colors do you guys have? It's like 49 colors.
We have 49 standard colors. Mm-hmm. We have some cool colors that are Energy Star. Just finished 3-year Energy Star testing as well. We, as you mentioned, Teresa, we have the whole color tool. And we have project specialists who can talk to you as a homeowner and will work with you from the very inception of the project all the way through. And we have a color expert who I think you've had on your show, Kate Smith, who can will even consult, send her the picture of your home and help you pick out your whole color palette for the exterior of your house to make sure that what you get is going to really be outstanding but not stand out in a way that brings the unwanted attention to your residence.
And that is so true, because in a neighborhood you do want to stand out, but you also want to blend in at the same time, because you don't want to, you know, if you have a homeowners association or if you have, you know, a particular kind of style of neighborhood that you want all of your neighbors to be happy too, but at the same time, a little jealous of how awesome your roof looks.
I like it. And Ray, can I go backwards a little bit and have you sort of fill out more about what you said regarding the cool roof colors? That, besides sounding cool, that's...
like your Batman shirt.
Like my Batman shirt. And if it's the same color as my Batman shirt, let me know. Cool roof is actually a technical term, and there's a definition to that. Isn't that right?
That's correct. And we're listed with the Cool Roof Rating Council. And in order to get Energy Star certification, you have to basically submit product and have that tested by a third party for 3 years in the real world. And at the end of 3 years, they will measure it and determine whether the characteristics for emissivity and reflectivity still qualify for Energy Star certification. We just completed that. We've gotten the results. It all looks good, and now we've got to submit the final paperwork to get the Energy Star seal of approval.
Oh, I'm excited for you guys.
And that is awesome. I mean, I would...
You can't even talk. No. You're so excited.
As someone who fixes houses for people and as someone who lives inside a house...
Sometimes.
Periodically. when I'm not outside.
when he's a good boy, he lives inside our house.
That would make me feel comfortable.
That would make me very happy,
you know,
too.
Pocketbook, peace of mind. And unfortunately, we have to take a break.
We do. So go to DaVinciRoofscapes.com and check out the new Bellaforte Shake. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. What you always fail to find. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune into the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and here we sit in the city of brotherly love.
What is that all about?
Well, we are joined by one of the property brothers from HGTV, which airs Wednesdays at 9, and I want to get right to the brotherly stuff.
I know why. It's because you're jealous that he gets to work with another guy, and sometimes I think you want me to be like your brother or another guy, like working with you, so I don't have all of these like ramblings that I do.
Well,
you know, you're gonna have to go out with the dude talk.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get it from the source with Drew Scott from the Property Brothers. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because Property Brothers is like totally taken off as one of the most popular shows on HGTV. And, you know, congratulations to you guys. And I'm curious, you know, because we're married, my husband and I, we work together. But what's it like to, like, actually work with your brother? You've been together your entire life. And, like, what's that like, you know, filming 7 days a week with him?
We're attached. No, I'm just joking.
Ooh, you're breaking up a little, Drew.
What's that?
We're losing you. Are you still there?
I am still here. You can't hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Now we can.
Now, go ahead and answer me now. Sorry.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to upgrade my phone service. It's great working with my brother. Jonathan and I mean, right from growing up, we've always done stuff together. We've always had the same circle of friends and always had the same drive and ambition. And so this show basically just plays on that. And, you know, when you can go to work and just basically have fun with your brother, help people get into their dream homes, it doesn't even make it feel like work. It's actually brother.
We just lost you again. It doesn't feel like work all the time. And also that it's Jonathan's fault. Could you elaborate on that?
It doesn't feel like work. You see, Jonathan and I, the combination between him as a contractor and me as a realtor, we can almost read each other's minds, and that we've been working together so long. We know what he expects. He knows what I expect. And so, I mean, we never get worked up over stuff. We already know what to plan. As soon as we walk into a house, I know what Jonathan would do to it. He knows what I could probably get the place for. And I guess it's the same with anybody that you spend a lot of time together, Mark and Teresa, like yourselves, and you're married and working together a long time. You can finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, that does really actually help with being efficient. But it also, you know, like if you're in a bad mood, if you want to really get the other one, you really know what buttons to push too. So it can go both ways. It can make the day really easy or it can make it really hard.
That is very true. So when I know he's on camera and I'm not, I'll maybe just before he goes on, I'll trigger him somehow to do something embarrassing, get him worked up, and then, you know, he makes a fool of himself. It's great.
That's outstanding. Now, is he on camera right now, or are we finding you on location somewhere?
He is, actually. So we're filming down in Austin, Texas right now, and he's filming actually on, we have a new series that we're shooting called Buying and Selling down here as well. And so he has a day of filming on that before he heads back home to Vegas tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
Right on.
I'm the lazy one. I'm on vacation now, actually. I just started a week of vacation. So you're catching me before I head off to Cancun.
Really? So you're going on vacation to Cancun. He's going back home to Vegas. And you're not going to see each other for like a whole week.
Yeah, so enough about Property Brothers and buying and selling. What are you doing in Cancun? And how soon can I get a ticket?
Oh, my.
You know, I sent the ticket to your office. I can't believe it didn't get there. I think Teresa must have hit it.
I'm going to have the staff removed.
I hid it in my suitcase, actually.
Yeah.
Jonathan's actually, he's going to be meeting me down in Cancun. He's just going to go home for a day. But, yeah, he'll be coming down there. We actually him and I travel a lot, too. So there's a few of us getting together to go down to Cancun. And then in the summer, all of our family are going to Scotland to visit with our relatives.
Oh, that's
we like to travel.
Wow, that is so cool. So you guys really do get along, and it's not, you just, like, it kind of comes across on your show, on Property Brothers, that you guys get along and the whole thing, but you really do want to spend time with each other even when you're not working. That's so cool.
We do, and it's kind of funny. You would think if you're spending a lot of time at work with people and a lot of time in your personal life with them, that it would start to get annoying and tiresome. But we don't get that, and I think it's really based on the fact that Jonathan and I are very open people. If something bothers me, I say it right away, get it out of the way, deal with it, and move on. I don't let things dwell. I don't let things build up. And I think in any aspect of my life, whether it's business relationships, personal relationships, that helps us.
But no, I mean, that's one of the reasons I think Property Brothers has become so successful. One, you're getting all the aspects that you want in a real estate show, from the searching for a home to buying, you know, demolition, renovation, and then the reveal. And on top of that, we take the job seriously, but ourselves. We have a lot of fun while we do it.
That's really good.
Proving once again that blood is thicker than joint compound.
Well, that's very true.
I think I mean that metaphorically.
So tell us about the new show, Buying and Selling, that's going to start airing this fall. Now, what's different about that than the Property Brothers?
So the Property Brothers, we focus on getting couples into their absolute dream home by buying a fixer-upper and turning it into something that they within their budget that is their absolute dream home. Buying and Selling is all about helping someone move on with their life. If they're in one house and they're having a hard time selling, we help them stage and do a mild makeover on the home to maximize its potential, sell it for the highest dollar in the shortest time frame so they can move on to their new home. For example, a family, a growing family that needs to have a bigger home for the kids as they grow up. We help them sell their current place and move on to the new home.
Wow. I like that.
That sounds like there's some drama in there, because you have to get, maybe I'm making this up, but you have to get people, say, who are set on getting X for their house to maybe back up a little on price or spend a little on, say, a bathroom renovation or whatever, so that they can get out of there. And that sounds hard.
That's the exact point that we're trying to make with this show. We have a lot of people from Property Brothers. They said that there's not enough on the realtor side of things. It's very heavy on the renovation, which is great. So we developed this show so that it's rounding things out and showing them, educating viewers on a realtor's process when you're trying to prep a house to sell and then move on to a new home. And one biggest thing I always find, people don't see the value in paying to stage their home, whether it's renting some furniture to display better, a mild renovation, you know, repainting, anything. And it's the fact that they think, no, I'm trying to sell to get money. Why would I try and put more money out of pocket when I'm trying to sell? They're not realizing that if you put out a little bit, a few thousand dollars, that can give you a lot. I mean, I've staged a home where I spent $3,000 on staging, and I turned around, and I was able to get $30,000 for the house.
Wow.
If you give buyers something that they like, they're going to pay more for it.
I can so believe that, because in what we do, you can kind of, like, when you walk into a home, you can kind of visualize its potential and can kind of declutter it in your mind and all of that. But I think for a lot of people, and I watch House Hunters a lot because it's like shopping on television.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. But, like, so many times I see people walk into houses on TV and I'm like, okay, you can't just judge the house on what color the walls are.
She does talk to the television during the parts.
I do.
Yes, there's therapy for that.
But it's the whole thing. You can't judge the house on just the, like, the paint color and the carpet. And, you know, like, you got to get over those kinds of things. And you can buy a new refrigerator. Yeah. It's not that expensive. So,
but I
exactly.
guess.
Well, that's something we always make fun of on Property Brothers. Again, Jonathan and I aren't the stuffy realtor, designer, contractor types. We like to have fun with it, and if a client is being unreasonable, we'll tease them about it, because it educates the viewer as well. And I don't know how many times we walk into a house and the buyers that we're with, they look around and they say, oh, I don't like this paint, and that carpet's disgusting. No, this isn't the house for me. And Jonathan and I will turn around and say, that's right. That is permanent carpet. It can never be replaced. It's structural paint.
Structural paint.
And they finally get the point.
We're going to have to take
paint.
This pause.
Oh, my goodness. That is the best thing ever. Permanent carpet and structural paint.
This pause will be brought to you by Teresa and I laughing.
But that is so true. I think that, you know, it's hard to visualize. And I think that it is hard to visualize for a lot of people, like, how a home can be different. And that's why some people are in this business, some people are bankers and lawyers and the whole
that
thing.
Kind of begs this question for you, Drew, which is, obviously, being a realtor is a business and you have to know the hard values of things and money exchange. But how much of your job is like a study in human behavior, or you have to be someone's therapist to a degree to get them through this process?
Honestly, I'm glad you brought that up, because in my mind, at certain times, it's 99% of the job. Jonathan and I, whether it's the contractor or the realtor, we're here to try and make it an easier process for our client. And I know all the market stats. I know the comparables in the area. I can tell them the price point. But what a lot of buyers will do is they'll talk themselves in circles, or they'll find the perfect property, something that has pretty much everything on their wish list, but they'll find excuses or ways to talk themselves out of it. And it's just, that's the human condition. They'll just do that. And so my job is to back up. No, no, this house is good for you. These are the things that you are looking for a home. Let's not find excuses to talk yourself out of this place. Because a lot of people think there will always be a better property. And there will always be something else that could come along. If you miss out on one place, there's something else. But don't talk yourself out of one house just because you're thinking there will be always something better.
Wow.
That sounds like marriage. That sounds like commitment in any sense, you know?
But, you know, we did study. I mean, I studied kinesiology in university, which is the study of the body. And there were the psych classes, communication classes, and a lot of that in business and in what I do and dealing with clients. That's what helps me a lot. It's a way of being able to calm people, make them see rationally what we're dealing with on Property Brothers. The whole point of the show, when I show them this first dream home that's way out of their budget, then I drop the price and they see it's twice or three times what they can afford. The whole point of me doing that is to shock them back into reality. You cannot afford everything that you want in this home, ready-made, brand new or renovated, move-in ready. You have to get a fixer-upper and let us customize the renovation to what you want and keep it within your budget.
We want to talk about this for two or three or possibly four more hours.
But we can't.
But as much as we have one more minute, is there, and we do really only have one more minute or less, is there one little thing that homeowners do more than others in this regard in terms of talking themselves into or out of a particular property?
You know what I would say? The hardest thing for people to realize is know who you're being educated from. A lot of people take advice from their Uncle Bob, who knows nothing about real estate, or their neighbor said this, or somebody said this house was worth this much. Don't listen to these people. The only way you find the value of a home is what the comparable properties in the area are selling for, not what they're listed for, what they're selling for. And so for me to try and educate people that it doesn't matter what people are listing for, it doesn't matter what your friends say, this is how we figure out the value of a home. That's the hardest thing for me to try and educate people on. So education is key for buyers. Just make sure you're being educated by the right people.
Well, and for everybody listening, you have to follow Drew on Twitter @_DrewScott. Check them out Wednesdays at 9 on HGTV. And check out the new show, Buying and Selling, this fall.
And my neighbor called and said we have to take a break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Watch the walls break, be what you intake, be the love, the love, the love. You might be open-minded, you might be out of reach.
Got paint prep? Do it the hide way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reached for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
are back inside my Fix It Up Life, and it's time to sell.
It's time to sell, and it's time to get it all fixed up to sell, too. And what we want to talk about is staging to sell, which is so important. If you are trying to sell your house right now, you got to have it staged right, because this is a tough time to sell a house.
You know, I knew what I was going to say, but the minute you put it that way, raise the question.
What's your question?
Difference between what you're talking about, staging, which has a lot to do with interiors and so forth.
And exteriors.
Which is my question, can we use curb appeal and staging sort of interchangeably here?
No, not necessarily, because curb appeal is what you talk about for your house and the house that you're living in. And you want to make sure you have good curb appeal, but staging means staging your exterior house as well as your interior of your house. It has everything to do from what you see as what you smell, the whole nine. So let's go through it.
Let's do it.
There's a lot of things you want to think about that you might not think about. You know, one thing that most people think about when you think about staging your house is clutter. And that's an easy go-to thing to think about.
Because, so clutter it all up. Put all your stuff out.
Well, you know how you live in your house. You know, you have stuff that's out. You know, we have a 3.5-year-old, and there are toys all over our living room. I try to keep them tidy, but he tries to not keep them tidy, and he tries to not keep his room tidy. I mean, the first thing that our son Jack does when he wakes up in the morning is he rips the sheet and the blanket off of his bed in a pile because he wants to run his trucks on his bed. So if you have a situation like that where you have little ones, you want to try to minimize the amount of stuff that you have. You want to be able to live in your house too. So, you know, keep a basket of toys or something that you can play with and still live in your house, but that can easily go inside of, you know, an ottoman that has a secret compartment or some other fixed piece of furniture or closet. But again, clutter doesn't always just mean toys and things. You want to look at your kitchen counters. You want to put all of your appliances away. Clean horizontal surfaces. If it's a horizontal surface, you want to make sure there's nothing on it. You want it to look like, you know, if you've shopped for a new house, those model homes that you've gone in. And, you know, so clean up the things on the floor. You want to clean up the things on the horizontal surfaces. You also want to, you know, that make-do furniture that we all have.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The stuff, you know, you have a piece of furniture that you still have from college or, you know, that somebody gave you just to make-do for now that has lasted for 12 years. You want to have the make-do furniture go away because if it doesn't look like it belongs with your house,
sure,
then it's going to be an eyesore for somebody who's walking around your house. You're trying to create like a make-believe situation, kind of like a Disney version of your home.
Right. You want to make it look lived in, but not like you live there right now.
You want to make it look like it could be lived in, but that it's not being lived in currently.
Sure.
That people have enjoyed and had happy times in there, but that, you know, that they're not currently having happy time. You know what I mean? You want to make it seem like the party left a long time ago and it's totally clean and sparkly and new for the next person to be in it.
Well, and
so speaking of that, like, you know, clutter is what I was talking about. You also want to look outside. So look on your front porch, look on your deck, look in your yard. If there's stuff out, you want to put it away. So all of the tricycles and all the piles of things that you're meaning to get rid of or do something with, you want to make sure trash cans are lined up and nice and neat. That's what, one of the things that we always say around our house to our three-year-old is nice and neat. So like you want to weed your gardens.
We say it.
Yes. You want to weed your gardens. You want to make everything look nice and neat everywhere you look. So any unnecessary things is clutter, and you want to make sure it's all cleaned out and pretty and shiny. But with that, one thing that a lot of people don't think about is smell. And, you know, it used to be a thing where everybody would, like, bake cookies to try to make the smell be a cookie smell.
It's almost
that is
cliche.
So old. That is like everyone's over it because you know that people are going to be doing it. So you feel like you know that it's going to happen. So home buyers are over it. You want to make it smell like there's no smell. absolutely no pet smell, no baby smell, no smell at all. So you want to, you know, a good thing to do is just to make sure your house is clean. And you want to get rid of anything that causes odor in the house. So if you like a diaper pail or something like that, you want to clean that thing out and, like, you know, dispose of everything that's in it before somebody comes through to look at your house, even if you're still living in your house.
So if you're not, say, the cleanest person in the world or you're busy or whatever it is, it makes sense to hire a maid service to come in and go through and clean all those surfaces off that you're not going to touch or you're going to get distracted or you're going to need to take your dog for
a walk. You know, that can be kind of expensive, especially if you're doing a lot of if you have one of those situations where you're waiting for the realtor to call at any second and you have to, like, pack everybody up and go. You can't have a maid service come by every few minutes and, clean it up.
Not every few minutes, but open houses are scheduled.
For an open house.
You know when that's coming.
That's something that can be affordable.
Your lawn grows every day, but you want to mow it maybe right the day before your open house so that things are tuned up.
Yes.
Edge your sidewalks, again, so the grass isn't growing over or you've cut it to the bone with string trimmer. You want to make it nice, neat, plush, like someone could live there because they want to.
Well, and yes, because you want to make it be that make-believe situation where, you know, someone can feel like they could live there. And so, you know, one thing that you might want to do, and it's kind of an inspirational thing, is to, like, flip through some magazines like Better Homes and Gardens and kind of see how people, you know, other people are viewing the world of what their imagination of their home could be. And you don't want to live up to it exactly because who can? But you kind of want to get in that mindset of, you know, how they're staging their rooms for their photography is kind of how we're all digesting the information of what homes should look like. Again, you know, you can't live that way. But, you know, another thing you want to do is think about lighting. And lighting is so important because, you know, you walk into a home, you walk into any space, and it's the space you want to, you know, if you think about how you can put your things in it and will your things fit in it, and the size of the space, the perception of the size of the space, and the light kind of will play a little bit tricks on you. So, you know, pulling furniture away from the walls kind of makes a room look a little bit bigger. And opening up the curtains, you know, and hanging your curtain rods in a way so that they frame the windows and don't cover up the windows so that the light, natural light, can come in. You want to, you know, because the lighter that the room looks and feels, the bigger that the room will look and feel to a potential home buyer too. And, you know, just living inside of it, that's a nice way of making a space seem more, you know, cozy and comfortable too.
Right, right. Yeah, and it makes sense. Now, one of the things that staging is going to do for you is, as competitive as it is to sell a house, it's going to give you that edge that can help you get out from the house you're in so you can get to the next place or whatever you're doing.
Well, I have more tips, Mark. Go hold on to your pants.
I'm not trying to end the segment. So,
well, another thing, you know, I was talking about clutter earlier, and you don't want to just jam everything into your closets because you know you open up closets if you're looking for a house. You're going through someone's house. You want to see, is that walk-in closet really a walk-in closet? And if you open up that closet and you see piles of someone's stuff in that closet, then you start thinking, ooh, do they live this way? And then I guess they, you know, if they live like this, who have been taking care of this house, maybe they haven't really been taking care of this house, and all this nice stuff that I'm seeing everywhere else in the house and around the house is staged for me to think that they live, like, live nicely and take care of things. So you want to make sure you don't just jam everything into your closets either. And then, you know, thinking about it in a whole other thing is that one of the things that stagers always say is you want to take down all your family photos and personal effects. And that includes anything that could be controversial for anyone. So if you hunt and you have deer heads on your wall, you know, there might be a vegetarian come walking through your house that wants to buy your house. And that will be a huge turnoff for that person. And again, vice versa. If you, you know, I don't know what does a vegetarian have on their wall or have pictures of or whatever it is, that could turn off somebody in the opposite direction too. So you want to make sure, and anything that is racy or could be racy, you know, because, you know, families might be walking through the house and it could be really a big turn off for families if there's something that you think or that most people would think is art but could be thought of in a negative way. You want to make sure that your house is as
G-rated
as possible.
Right. And it's not an indictment of the way you live, no matter what it
not
is
at all,
that's
because
out there.
Whatever
what
your
is,
stuff is your stuff.
Yeah, it's business is what it comes down
and
to.
And the same thing with photos of your family. You know, one thing that I like to say is that when you're staging your house, that it doesn't mean that you have to take all down all of your family photos. But what I recommend doing is having like a photo or a picture that you can swap out for your family photo. You know, if you have it hanging on the wall, have something like in the closet or tucked away on an ottoman somewhere that you can then swap out right before you have the open house
or
have somebody coming
by.
Through. So you don't have to live sterile. I mean, you can live with your things, but you want to have a place for them that you can tuck away at the last minute so that it's easy for you. Because nobody wants to go around, like Mark was saying, and just like have to clean the entire house right before you get that realtor call and you're picking up your kids and you're running around.
You can't do it.
It's just impossible.
Yeah, you just can't do it. Maybe you could pull it off one time, but it's not going to happen twice.
Well, and the last thing I want to say is, you know, get a home inspection because, you know, the buyer of the house will want to get one. And if you get one before they go ahead and call for an inspection, then you'll set yourself apart and make sure that the person is certified. And a great organization is the American Society of Home Inspectors, ASHI.org. They've been around since 1976. So we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and this is the end of our show.
And we're crashing into the end of our show.
We're going to be crashing into you guys next week when we talk to Matt Blashaw from Yard Crashers on the DIY Network.
Yeah, we're going to check in with him, see what he's doing, fixing yards around the country
and
bushing homeowners.
We're going to try to fix your yard, too, because you can go to free stuff on MyFixItUpLife.com right now, and you can enter to win the Troy Built Horse XP Lawn Tractor.
Retail value $1,399.
Oh, that's $1,399 for everyone listening. It's a twin-side discharge mowing deck and a two-year limited warranty. So you got to win that.
So thank you, Drew Scott from HGTV's Property Brothers from checking in, and thank you, Ray Rosewall from DaVinci Roofscapes for checking in.
And don't forget, we want to hear from you. We love your questions, and we want to help you with your Fix It Up project. So send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
Or share your projects and your how-to questions with us on Facebook.
And don't forget to share them on Twitter at MyFixItUpLife.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Blip.tv.
And check out what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Download our free MyFixItUpLife app for iPhone, iPad, and Droid.
And listen to all of our My Fix It Up Life Talk episodes on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And check us out next week for more home improvement fun on My Fix It Up Life. Just to agree, sometimes we fight with the referee.